Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is Frosted Tips with me, Lance Bass, and my lovely co-host, Turkey Michael Turchin.
Well, hello there, my lovely other host. I'm great.
Yeah, I'm excited. We got Kevin Wu on today.
I know. He's such a sweet guy.
Yeah, if you know my old radio show, we've had Kevin on, and he's just lovely. I think it's our first K-popper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, our first K-pop member.
I know. We can. There's so many. We can go. This show can go on forever.
I know, but they just need. I don't know why they won't come on the show. Or maybe we haven't.
Now maybe. Maybe this is the catalyst we need. Kevin, you got to woo everyone else.
That's funny. Well, you K-pop fans will know that he is from UKIS. He was kind of a pioneer in K-pop.
Yeah,
he does everything. He just had that Broadway show K-pop that he starred in. Got lots of Tony nominations this year. He's just been killing it. So I'm excited to have him on the show and catch up and explain to you what K-pop's all about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of us, you know, on this show and listening to the show, you know, unfortunately, we're middle-aged. No, fortunately, we're middle-aged.
Fortunately. Yeah. That's right.
So we kind of miss that K-pop resurgence. And so we're going to teach you all kinds of fun little words.
You're never too old to learn.
That's right. That's You're going to know what a bias member is.
Oh, a bias member.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm your bias member.
I have a bias against you. For being too cute.
Little entertainment, pop culture news. Sinead O'Connor passed away.
I know.
Unfortunately, this week. I don't know
it
exactly.
Hasn't said, but I'm assuming it was.
It's in mental health. Yeah. I mean, if you're having trouble out there, you know, ask for help. There's tons of places you can go to. You can call anonymously. If you're just having, you know, some thoughts, you know, talk to someone about it.
There's always the Trevor Project, which you always
We love the Trevor Project. Yeah. They will listen to anyone. And again, anonymous. You don't even have to say who you are. Mm-hmm. Just like talk it out. Therapy's good.
Yeah. No, it's great. Mm-hmm. Everybody should be in therapy. Yeah. Did we ever discuss our trip we went on?
Did we?
With our viewers, our listeners.
We've had all year.
I know.
We did. We finally had a little summer vacation, which was nice. We flew with the kids to Mississippi, spent a little time with my family. Then we let the kids stay on a little summer vacation with the grandparents.
See you later, suckers.
So we flew to San Fran, and I've always wanted to drive the 101. So it's a freeway
here in California that hugs the Pacific Ocean the whole way, all the way from Portland to San Diego.
Yeah.
And there's so many great, beautiful things to do. And I've all, you know, I love a road trip. So we went to San Fran, spent a few days there. We went hiking and we ate such great food.
We ate so much. We went hiking. Oh my gosh. It was like the most pleasant, leisurely trip I've ever been on in my life.
Non-alcoholic
trip. Non-alcoholic trip.
You would think we would do all kinds of wine because it's all the best wine country. But no, we just kind of just enjoyed hiking and being like healthy.
Yeah. And just
a lot of spas.
A lot of spas.
Yeah.
And a lot of food.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I gained a good 5 pounds on this trip.
It was an eat, pray, love trip.
It was.
And boy, did we eat.
We found ourselves.
We did.
We did.
Bottom of a fish and chip basket.
I tell you, this one place, I mean, we stayed in some really great places. So we, you know, San Fran, we stayed a night in Monterey. They have a really great aquarium. We stayed in Carmel for a few nights at this really great winery.
Yeah.
Then we ended up in Santa Barbara, which is only an hour away from here. So it's, you know, it's,
yeah,
I could retire there easily.
Me too. It is beautiful.
Oprah Winfrey knows what she's doing. just a gorgeous town right on the ocean. And so we stayed at this place. Oh my God, what was it called?
The Rosewood Miramar.
Rosewood Miramar. It was Miramar Beach that Rick Caruso owns. He's the one who ran for mayor, the billionaire. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I was not, because we were going to Santa Barbara for 2 days to hike again and go to restaurants. We didn't leave the hotel.
We did not leave the hotel once. We're like, no, no, no. We just need to.
I've never seen anything like this.
It was so chic.
Chic. Shake, 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 shake.
Chic. And they, we had a room like right on the beach with like, it was.
It was. We saw Brian Austin Green.
We saw Cameron Diaz
and Benji Madden. Like, this is like, I guess, the secret spot.
And Lance Bass, it was the who's who.
How come no one has told me about this spot until now? Obviously, I was not in.
No.
The cool group.
You must have not got the invite.
No,
well,
I did not.
Definitely didn't get the invite.
No, but it was great. And, you know, I love my food. Mm-hmm. And it has Caruso's, the restaurant there.
It's a Michelin star
restaurant. And then the Michelin chef does this 8-course meal. And, you know, it's just like a 2-bite thing on every meal. Wow. There was one dish that was like, oh.
There was one. It was like, it wasn't even, it was like an unofficial dish of the 8. So it was like the 9th. It was like a little sampler to start it off with. And listen, everything was amazing. It was so good, except this one thing I think was maybe an accidentally got onto the plate.
Yeah.
Because it tasted like a cigar. But it was like a tomato.
Maybe you were supposed to smoke it.
And then give me a lighter. Oh, jinx.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, that was nice. So I highly recommend going to the Rosewood
if you're
in Santa Barbara.
If you're really wealthy,
and you've saved up for 50 years.
Yeah. That was our only time going.
Yeah. And yeah. It was good. We had a discounted room. So yeah. We're not all that cool. But it was nice.
It was nice.
It was a good way to end our chic trip.
Yes.
Chic, 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 chic. All right, guys. Let's get into our interview. Let's take a little break. When we come back, we're gonna have the one and only K-pop superstar, pioneer, Kevin Wu.
Woo!
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, discoverla.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And welcome back to Frosted Tips. All right, Kevin Wu is an American singer-songwriter, television host based in New York City. He is primarily known as a former member of South Korean boy band UKISS from 2008 until 2017, as well as a host of various programs such as After School Club. Born and raised in California, he was discovered by South Korean entertainment agency Zing Entertainment at the age of 15. And subsequently moved to South Korea. After a few months of training, Wu debuted as a member of the boy group Zing in 2006. After leaving that group 2 years later, he re-debuted as a member of UKISS in 2008. And in March 2017, he left UKISS. After his contract expired, following his departure from UKISS, Wu pursued a solo career in South Korea and Japan, and he debuted as a soloist with his first single, Ride Along, in October 2018. Kevin Wu, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. That was very impressive.
Was everything that I said true?
It was true.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes.
Did I pronounce everything right? Because I mean, I see Zing is X-I-N-G.
We pronounce it Sing, but Sing, whatever.
See, I knew I had something wrong.
Crossing, whatever. It could be pronounced any way you want.
Let's just start over. Just kidding. All right, so Kevin, you come from a musical background.
Yes.
Your family was all into music. Your dad plays instruments. Your uncle is an opera singer.
Yeah.
When did you know that you shared that musical talent with your family?
It was, I guess, when I was growing up, and during the holidays, we'd always just gather around the piano, sing songs, and I also sang at my school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sang at my middle school graduation, too.
Oh. Yeah. What was school like for little Kevin Wood?
Oh, God. It's so long ago.
Because you went to school here in California.
I did, yeah.
Where?
I grew up in the Bay Area.
Okay.
Yeah, so nice. NorCal. Mm-hmm. And I was a very shy, just very... introverted kid. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just didn't see myself a lot in the media. I grew up in a very like white dominant neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have too many like Asian friends around me to feel comfortable in my own skin. Mm-hmm. So yeah, growing up with a lot of, you know, insecurities, but I feel like that's why I geared towards K-pop. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my, you know, upbringings and my childhood like memories were like watching a lot of K-dramas. Mm-hmm. And that led to K-pop. Mm-hmm. This was before YouTube days, so we would like rent DVDs.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how did you find it?
And like VHS tapes. And I would have to drive all the way to LA. I would beg my parents to drive to LA from San Francisco to go to these Korean record shops. Mm-hmm. And that was the only gateway to access like K-pop albums and stuff. Yeah.
And did you speak fluent Korean as a kid, or did you learn it for when you started doing music?
I could get by. Yeah. I asked my parents like if I could have something, if I could eat, like if I'm hungry, like that's the basic stuff.
Yeah.
But I really learned to read and write when I moved to Korea in 2006.
Was that difficult for you?
It really wasn't. Yeah. No, because
you already had the basis.
Yeah. I grew up around speaking like, you know, Korean, and all my relatives were like all Korean speakers.
Yeah.
So I was like right in the middle. Yeah.
What was the holidays like?
Holidays.
At your house, like, does the whole family come together, your cousins and uncles and aunts?
Yes. So it's very much like an American you know, festive holiday, but with just Korean food. Which is amazing.
So what is the dish for the holidays, the Korean food? Like, what is special? Because, you know, we always have turkey and all that.
We did a little bit of both. We had our, you know, traditional American turkey, but we also had banchan, which is like side dishes, and we'd have something called galbijjim, which is like braised short ribs, and that was like the main dish, and lots of good like soup, like spicy soups.
So I mean, you are a pioneer in K-pop. I mean, you started very early.
I'm right in front of a pioneer myself.
Well, you know, in different ways for sure. So how did you first hear about this K-pop, and when did K-pop start kind of going? Like, when did that start?
Yeah. So
that's an interesting question, because it wasn't K-pop back then. It was just...
Yeah, what is the evolution of that?
It was just Korean music to me. so I guess the evolution really started... my group was one of the pioneers. We had several, like... international members. One member was from Macau, Hong Kong. One member was also like me, Korean American. We spoke seven different languages all put together. So we were very much an international group, which UKIS kind of stands for. It's called, it's a acronym for Ubiquitous Korean International Superstar.
Oh.
Ubiquitous. I have no idea how my boss came up with that.
Yeah,
ubiquitous.
Who did come up with that? the management company?
I have no idea. Until this day, it's a mystery.
Yeah, it's a good SAT word.
We were meant for the international market. But then starting with our era, which is like the second generation of K-pop, that's when we kind of branched out to, you know, outside of Korea. And that was when K-pop kind of blew up as this global phenomenon, starting from like the early 2010s, I would say. But before that, it was just Korean music.
What artists did you listen to? What inspired you growing up?
For me, boy bands for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's cliche to say this in front of you, but you have to believe me. NSYNC was the group for me.
Yeah. What was it about NSYNC that made you want to do something? Like
it was the dance. It was the music
videos. The performance.
For sure. Yeah.
And that's what I love about K-pop. Because right now, the American boy bands, they don't dance really. It's just, it's different these days. But K-pop's come around. I'm like, now that's a performance. Like,
we kind of took what you guys did in the early 2000s, and we kind of just like evolved it and kind of infused our own flavor and taste into it. It just kind of transitioned into K-pop, but definitely influences, big influences from you guys for sure.
So when you went over to South Korea to audition, one, how did you even know there was an audition to be had?
And what did your parents think when you said that?
So I'm very blessed. My mom was an actress in Korea. So she was already in entertainment. Yeah, she had her feet in the industry. So when I told her I wanted to, you know, go to Korea, I wanted to sing, and I wanted to be in a K-pop group because I loved the whole concept of boy bands and how like we could all kind of really complement each other because there's so many different personalities in one group, and that makes it so special. So I asked my mom, like, do you know any agencies or any people that I could meet? And luckily she knew many. So it just took one flight to Korea, and also it took one audition to get into the group that I debuted in.
Would your mom ever act again?
No.
No, she's like, that's done.
She is full-time momager.
Yeah. Nice.
Ever since I debuted, she's always been by my side. Super supportive.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister. She's also my manager. It's a family business.
You keep it in the family.
Yeah.
That is so nice. I mean, that can be difficult for some.
I mean, I didn't say it was easy, but we make it work.
But most of the time, the families have your back, and it's sometimes the only people you can really trust. But then you also have family members like Britney's dad that you're like, maybe you should.
A little too controlling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you hear the horror stories, I think, Macaulay Culkin's parents. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, people that took advantage of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, very blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is nice. So you did end up auditioning. Mm-hmm. Clearly they loved you because you
I don't know why. What was it? I don't know.
So talk about that audition. Like how did that day go and what were you thinking?
Oh God. It was even till this day it was just so nerve wracking because they asked me to dance, like freestyle dance. But I only sang at my school choir and I sang at Christmas dinners. Like I never had to perform for anyone. Right. But there were like 10 people, like executives. And cameras all around, lighting. And imagine a 15-year-old kid just standing in front of all that. I was just so nervous. I don't know how I did the audition. But I think they found like potential or some kind of star quality, I guess I had when I was younger. But yeah.
So it's almost like an X Factor audition, but not televised. Do you ever see this footage of your audition? Did they ever use that?
Oh, no, I've never seen it.
Okay,
I know.
Now they're going to plaster
this. Yeah, I'm going to find that.
Yeah,
I have no idea where that tape is.
Oh, my gosh. If all my
I know. I wish I had your audition videos for NSYNC.
Ooh, actually, I would love the NSYNC audition.
Your Old Man
that
River?
That was fun. That was so funny. I did. There's a song called
Wait, what did you do?
Old Man River.
It's old like an
man
old,
River. Yeah. From South Pacific, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Which
the funniest song to sing for a boy band audition.
For a 16-year-old to come in looking like I did, like a little twink, and singing Old Man River. I just wanted to prove to them that I'm a bass singer because they were looking for a bass singer. Yeah. I'm like, well, this is the bassiest song I know and the only song that I knew the words
name.
To.
Exactly.
So now looking back at that, I'm like, they must have been laughing their asses off behind my back. They're like, did this kid really come in here singing Old Man River?
Oh, man. How old are you then?
16.
16. Okay, yeah. So I was 15. And I also did a similar thing. I sing Let It Be.
Beatles,
Legendary.
That's a good song.
And Now and Forever by Richard Marx.
Nice.
So very like old men. Like, you know, I guess that was a trend back then.
But you can't go wrong with Richard Marx.
No, you cannot.
I mean,
and, but so that's many the good. Thing. That proves our era because there was no one really to look up to or kind of have an influence to be like, oh, that's who I aspire to be, or that fits my voice range. It was just like very much just.
Yeah. I mean, it's so interesting because it does feel like over in South Korea, it is a factory, which kind of is like what we went through in Orlando. Mm-hmm. It was a boot camp, Backstreet and all these other groups. And, you know, you had to really like train. It was like you were training for the Olympics.
Yeah, we're almost like Olympians.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sport.
Yeah.
Like, it is a sport to be able to sing and dance like that and just the heart. I mean, there's so much that goes into a group.
What was the training like? Did you go like immediately into it or like after? So you got.
The day I signed,
really?
They put me in the dorm.
Wow.
Okay. See, we have the same similar path
because
I did not dance. You know, I loved performing. I was in a show choir, so like I would show choir dance, right? Like, but I didn't
know.
We had
the spirit fingers.
Yes.
Yeah. But I didn't know anything about hip hop, which is obviously the biggest influence for our dancing. And I remember the guys like, let's do this. You're in the group. And then a week later, I'm in choreography lessons. Like, what? Wait, we're dancing? I thought we were just kind of like, doo-wop, doo-wop.
Yeah.
You know, step touch.
Did you have any idea that the group that you were going to be in was such a dance heavily?
No,
like,
not at all. I mean, I knew that JC and Justin danced on Mickey Mouse Club, so that's fun. But I had no idea that we were going to be a group that danced like that.
How did they sell it to you? It's going to be.
They
like
didn't. They didn't sell it at all. We literally just went to dance rehearsals later. Like I had known this was going to happen.
Lance thought they were going to be like a Disney group that just sings at Disney, like an acapella group.
Well, I was hoping we would be a Disney group. Like that.
That's what he was thinking it was going to get.
That's as high as I thought it could get.
And like singing in the park.
Yes, that acapella group that goes around. Chris was in one at Universal Studios, the High Tones, and I'm like, well, maybe we can do that for Disney.
Yeah.
You know, just acapella around the park.
Aww,
be known, like we'd be real famous. Could be like, oh, it's that quintet at Disney.
Look, you're shooting for the stars.
I know.
Yeah. Well, and then they put you in hip hop dance classes.
Yeah, it's like, Turkey here. He was in hip hop kids in Miami.
That's right. I was in a hip hop dance troupe from dance 10 to 10 to 13.
Yeah, yeah. And they had better clothes than NSYNC for sure. For sure. Might have been inspired by NSYNC, but y'all took it to the next level.
Yeah.
A lot of baggy
Gotta
stuff.
Gotta look that up. Uh-huh. Is it
no. Well, you know, probably not me, but you could find others in it's best not to talk. Yeah. It's a way with your audition video hiding somewhere.
Yeah.
Why do you think Korean music has blown up so much, not just in America, but all over the world?
Yeah.
I mean, stadiums being sold out by Blackpink and all these artists.
Twice.
And the majority of the language is in Korean. So, like, how did that work?
Oh, man. You know, I saw the whole journey, the whole arc from when we were starting out to like tour in the U.S. at venues, not even small venues, like 1,000 to 2,000 seaters, like the Microsoft Theater. Mm-hmm. That was like one of the theaters that we performed at. But like it definitely wasn't a small crowd. There was a following for sure, a niche, like, you know, cult following.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why it got so big was, like, I think there was a lack of just like the dance element and the performance element to these boy bands and girl groups, and even the lack of boy bands and girl groups in the U.S. as well, because
we don't really have any going on right now.
After the 2000s,
Everyone got too cool after the 2000s.
Everyone got too cool, oh boy, man.
One Direction's like, we ain't dancing. Jonas Brothers like, I'm not doing it. Not gonna do it.
Yeah, so I think there was something that people were missing, and just really good pop music.
Yeah. And that's, I grew up on watching on television, because I didn't go to the concerts, Madonna, Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson. And it was always about, the music was great, but I wanted to be entertained.
Yeah.
I wanted just my jaw to be on the floor. Like, what was that? Which a lot of artists, there's some artists are doing it right now. Beyonce, obviously, that's the show you want to see. Taylor Swift, people that really care about the theatrics. That is what I want to see. I don't want to go to a concert, see someone just stand behind a microphone. Although,
unless
some people do it right.
Yeah.
Harry Styles, not a big choreographer, but.
But very entertaining.
But very entertaining.
Yeah.
There's very few people that can keep me entertained by just performing behind.
Unless your voice is like, unless you're like an Adele or Celine Dion, like, and you're there for the voice. It's Ariana. Yeah. You're literally there for the voice.
Yeah.
I get it. But if you can't sing like that, you better put on a show.
I better see fireworks.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, flipping around,
I want to be entertained.
I need some confetti.
Yeah.
If you hit me with some confetti, I'm going to think it's the best concert ever.
I mean, and that's confetti. He's not even joking.
No, I'm not.
And that's the thing with K-pop. We just kind of served everything. We serve the performance, the visuals, and also the visuals with the fashion. And whenever like a group debuts, there's like a story behind them. There's like a concept, whether they're from space, whether they're like heroes, or like something that's like ethereal, so that people could like really fall into that story and want to know more about them. So there's just so many different aspects that come into play when it comes to K-pop.
Yeah.
And they've just mastered every single one of them. Of course.
Well, I'm glad you brought up fashion, because that's something that we did not have back in the day.
You guys were kind of fashion forward.
I mean,
they were very fashion
very
forward. Very fast forward.
But it's just, it didn't. In the 90s and early 2000s, especially being guys, you didn't think about fashion, really. Like, you weren't trying to go to the Met Ball, and you weren't getting big designers to design. Like,
it
no
was
one
a bit
would design
different.
For us.
Yeah.
No one cared. Now, they do. Mm-hmm. And especially with a lot of these K-pop artists, fashion is so forward. And I love that.
And there doesn't have to be a reason or a statement behind it. It's just fashion is fashion, and they own up to it. Mm-hmm. Like, guys, like, I feel like crop tops, like, started to get popular through the K-pop.
Yeah.
Like, so a lot of things did. Yeah.
Like, nowadays America, like, guys are wearing crop top, and it's so cool. But I think this was like even 5-6 years ago, boy bands were wearing crop tops, and it wasn't like, oh, why are they wearing crop tops?
Yeah.
It was so cool. And sexy. And they owned that sexiness.
I don't know if I could pull off a crop top.
Well, it's not for everyone, babe.
I don't know if I could do that. What was the most difficult part of the training for you, besides like the dancing that was so new to you, with your journey? What was the most difficult? Did they work y'all so heavily you couldn't sleep?
I think the most difficult part for me was how, like you mentioned, it is a factor. You know, these major labels are recruiting these trainees to create, you know, ultimately a product, you know, and for me, you know, that was very much my story as well. But as I was getting into my more, you know, mature, like definitive years, I feel like I lost that identity. I fell too much into what the label wanted me to be or what the fans expected me to be. So I kind of lost myself there. And I feel like a lot of K-pop, you know, kids or trainees or artists, kind of have that similar, you know, struggle because, you know, they're kind of torn between what they want to portray or express as an artist versus what the label wants. So for me, that was, I think, the most difficult part.
Yeah. Would you say, because, you know, we obviously went through horrible contracts, you know, the Lou Pearlman era, where we were so taken advantage of as children, and everyone's like, oh, you're kids, you'll recover.
Or you guys signed up for it.
Yeah,
like, this is what you wanted.
This is just normal.
Yeah.
What is that like in South Korea now? Are they going through a Lou Pearlman moment right now where they are taken advantage of, they're not getting the piece of the pie they should, or are they treated pretty fairly?
It's getting better.
Yeah.
There's progress.
Like BTS has made money.
BTS has made money. Good. Yeah.
Because it would suck to be like, well, BTS.
We don't gotta worry about that.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't make money.
So. They're worrying about that. So no, I'm just kidding. Like I feel like it took a while, but there's a story that I want to share. I was in a very long contract. I signed 10 years in my first contract, and I believe that wasn't fair, you know. Yeah. I also was, you know, raised in America, so I wanted to fight for my rights, and I was like, 10 years is way too long, for any child or for anything to do for 10 years.
Yeah.
Not even just singing and acting
or
dancing.
Crazy. Yeah.
Anything for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So I filed a lawsuit when I was 17, and I won that lawsuit, and ever since then, every K-pop label change their contract.
You are a pioneer.
So it shortened to 7 years. Now every contract is 7 years. I think also not only just like contracts, but in the mental health space too. In my days, you know, we just kind of had to suck it up. If we were feeling a little down, or, you know, even if we weren't just like ill physically, like if there was a time where we just wanted to rest, we couldn't really do that because there was so much pressure and so much money involved. And like as a kid, it's sad that, you know, we had to think about all those different, you know, things that we shouldn't. We should just be focusing on our
Through something like you did. I mean, a lot of people aren't able to mentally handle that, especially going through a boot camp like this and all the pressure and then, you know, the fans wanting you to be something. And we do have a problem these days with a lot of suicides happening all over the world.
And unfortunately, K-pop has lost a lot of very special hearts.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just, and I don't know if it's because they were worked too hard or they just couldn't deal with the fame or if it's COVID. I mean, I feel like since COVID, everyone kind of got separated for so long that I've seen an uptick in a lot of suicides lately.
I think it was the lack of awareness where in Korea, let alone Asia, therapy is still seen as like a weakness and people don't want to be seen as weak.
Yeah.
So they don't seek out for therapy. But nowadays I've seen K-pop idols who are going through, you know, a mental breakdown or they just want to rest. Companies are allowing them to, you know, sit out on tours, sit out on promotions. Things are changing.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So after your training, you became a member of Sing in 2006. Mm-hmm. So how did it feel to finally be able to use that training in a group?
Ooh, well, I feel like when I debuted, I wasn't fully ready. It was still, you know,
none of us are.
Debut is far from our complete form. Well, I don't think we're ever gonna, you know, be our complete form because we're always evolving and changing. But it was nice. It was really cool to see how all my insecurities growing up as a kid in America, and when I moved to Korea, everything shifted. It just became the opposite. Everything I thought thought of myself like as a weakness was a strength.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, I don't know, my fair skin or like my more, I don't know, just, yeah, everything that I thought was masculine in America, everything was perceived as sexy and masculine just the way I was.
Yeah.
In Korea and in Asia.
That must feel so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, being growing up in California, and you've always, you know, you felt like an outsider, right? Mm-hmm. And then going to South Korea, I would feel like you would find a little more of yourself, but also feel like a little outsider because you're American.
Did you get
treated differently because you did come from America?
Well, they do praise anyone who, you know, is fluent in English or has lived abroad.
Oh, so that was like...
So it was double good.
Yeah,
I've got everything that they, you know, like physically or appearance-wise, but they also like that I was from America.
Yeah.
But internally, there was a struggle because no one really understood me, or and I didn't even understand myself at that age. Am I American? Am I Korean? But as I got older, I was able to embrace both sides of me.
Well, after a few years, became a member of UKISS. So that is the group you'd be with from 2008 to 2017.
Yes.
I mean, what an amazing experience that must have been. So how do you describe that period of your life?
So that was when, like, the group UKISS really blew up. We got our international fame. We started, you know, topping charts, international charts. So that was like a big move for me. And that really changed my lifestyle because that's when I really couldn't really go out because, you know, there were too many eyes. And that's when I felt like, that's when I got my little first taste of fame.
Yeah. What was that like?
Overwhelming.
Was it more exciting or scary?
At first it was exciting.
Yeah.
But then at a certain point, you know, everything, all good things, you know, kind of become.
It's the novelty at first. You're like, I'm recognized.
Like,
and
then a double-edged sword.
And after a while, it becomes more of a burden, I'm sure.
Yeah. Do you have any crazy fan stories?
Oh, man. So in Korea, there's a thing called like saseng fans. And the saseng fans mean they are obsessed with like your private life.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow you everywhere you go. Like they wait in front of your apartment or your house. They ride taxis around to follow where you go outside of your work.
Yeah.
They also like book the same flights as you. Like if we're riding like business or first, they would also book the same flight.
That takes it to another level.
Yeah.
We have those type of fans, but they're mainly in Europe. You know, like Germany, you know, England, Spain. You'd have those type of fans.
Yeah.
None ever booked flights though with us. That's a lot. Yeah, but we really didn't see that much. We'd have the fans hanging out at the hotels, but that's pretty much it. But yeah, the ones in Europe would follow you everywhere. You knew them by name.
Yeah.
You'd almost become friends with these
girls. Exactly,
you know,
it's
like, I know you. I mean, there's even some Spanish fans that we still keep in touch with and probably listen to the show.
And it's
just so fun to see 30 years later, you know, that you know, we still know them.
Exactly.
It's a fun ride we did together.
Yeah. It's such a special memory that you can never forget.
All right. You brought up a Korean word for the super fan. So I know there's different words for K-pop members. Right? I know there's like icon, there's bias.
There's bias.
Which I'm your bias and saint member, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
Which means it's your favorite
member.
If not,
you should be contemplating your life.
Yeah. Seriously, guys.
So give us the different terminologies for the different members and fans. Like, what should we know?
Yeah, so let's start off with Mangnae. Mangnae is like the youngest member of the group.
I remember that from the last time we were on.
They're like the cutie pie. But there's also power Mangnaes who are like, you know, they think people think that they're the cute ones, but then they're actually the ones that are more, you know, I guess, I don't know, they got like dominant vibes.
Okay, I get it.
Dominant. That would be me.
The dominant.
No.
Sorry, I guess it would not be me.
Well, not in NSYNC. No.
No.
who was the Mangnae, the youngest member in NSYNC?
Justin.
He was the youngest.
He probably had a lot of terms.
Get all the terms.
He was one of the lead singers. He was the youngest.
I'm sure he was a lot of people's bias.
He was biased.
Jungkook from BTS is the Mangnae. He's the youngest, but he would be called like the power Mangnae because like he's like one of the more the most popular members in the group.
Okay, so he was the power. Yeah, he's that.
Yeah,
one.
And he's out doing solo music and he's just living his best life. Like he's did you hear the song Seven?
I have.
With Lotto?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
the explicit
yeah.
version?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't heard the explicit
There's
version.
There's an explicit though. Version. Oh. And I was like, oh.
Wait, so.
Ooh.
So, okay, I mean, Jungkook. So management's okay with that now?
Well, I think when you're BTS, yeah, just... I think you could do whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah. Like and that. He's just out there, yeah, like I said, living his best life.
Do people look down on group members going solo or is it supported?
Supported.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's kind of like a newer concept, though. Mm-hmm. It took longer for anyone in a, you know, an idol group to branch off to become a solo member. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, even when they're promoting actively as a group, they release solo music. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of getting similar to like the US too. Like people want to see individual flavor and character.
Yeah, it's true. That's what's fun about it.
That's what's fun about it, yeah.
I just hope there's going to be a girl band right around the corner. Like, we need another Spice Girls. We need another Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, I just love a girl group.
I love a girl group.
Yeah.
I mean, my obsession was Fifth Harmony.
Yeah, and Fifth Harmony.
I love Fifth Harmony.
But they were the last kind of American one to really work.
Yeah.
They were the last big American girl group. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now K-pop is kind of dominating that space.
Totally.
Yeah, Blackpink twice.
You can't beat Blackpink right now. They're just incredible. Headlining Coachella.
Oh, yeah, I was there. My girl Lisa.
Nice.
That's huge.
We're good friends. So, it's also really interesting to kind of pick at her brain to see what that level of fame is like.
Yeah.
But
how is she handling it?
She's so level-headed. And I'm still, I'm still struck by it because, if I had it hard back then, even now it should be even more pressure because of social media and how much you have to do to stay relevant. But
have you ever gotten in trouble with something you've said in an interview or social media?
Not yet.
All right, not yet.
Yeah,
okay.
let's keep it.
Do you want to make it happen on the show?
Because Lance gets in trouble all the time.
She makes some headlines tonight.
Yeah, let's do it.
The podcast.
What's interesting is now UKISS is still going on today, but it's kind of like Menudo. They've recast the group.
Yeah, there was a new member. Even when I was still in the group, we had a lot of member changes.
Yeah.
Like 4 to 5 different. And
is that common in some K-pop groups?
It's not too common, but
and the fans accept it.
It was harder for them to accept it back then. Yeah. But nowadays, they still want the original members,
of course,
obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's a new group, not new, they've been around for a while, called NCT. Mm-hmm. And what they did with this group, they have a very cool concept. They are like an ever-changing group. So they have like an infinite number of members, or they have a lot of members actually in NCT. They have like over 20 members.
Oh, wow.
But there's like 4 to 5 or even more different subunits within NCT that's always changing.
Oh,
there's NCT Dream, NCT U, NCT 127.
Oh.
So it's this whole thing where...
Spinoffs.
The label has kind of got ahead of that. Like, oh, let's not continuously change the members and break the fans' hearts. Mm-hmm. Let's just make a group that is
just always iterations.
Changing different versions of it.
I mean, smart. Something
I
never
concept,
thought
too.
Of. Yeah, that's so forward thinking.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels.
From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, discoverla.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at world-famous studio tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Chris Harrison, host of the most dramatic podcast ever. I'm just like you, always looking for something interesting, heartfelt, and entertaining to listen to. You know, look, maybe you used to watch a show every Monday night, and now you have a lot of time on your hands, and you're looking for something new. Someone who's here for the right reasons, if you will. I've got you. Listen to the most dramatic podcast ever on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jenna Ushkowitz.
And Kevin McHale from And That's What You Really Missed podcast.
We are going through all 6 seasons of Glee, and we are giving you the behind the scenes stories of what it was really like filming the musical numbers and episodes.
It's been so special to revisit the show that changed our lives with some of our closest friends and to share some of the most authentic and real experiences we had together, completely raw and unfiltered. Plus, we chat with our co-stars like Jane Lynch, Chris Colfer, Heather Morris, Amber Wright, Harry Shum Jr., Court Overstreet, Josh Sussman, Max Adler, Romy Rosemont, John Stamos, Alex Newell, and Dot Marie Jones on the pod, and so many more to come. We have some exciting guests coming up.
And we can't forget the behind-the-scenes crew who made it all happen, our dear friends and literally the hardest-working crew in Hollywood, from creators Ryan Murphy and Ian Brennan to directors, camera operators, musical directors. We are sharing all of our experiences on Glee.
So meet us in the choir room at McKinley High and join us weekly on And That's What You Really Missed, available wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So after You Kiss, you started the solo career. That was 2017. Yes. Mm-hmm. How nerve-wracking was that to go out on your own?
Yeah. Very nerve-wracking. Yeah. Because going solo within a group and within that label is one thing, but to leave all that behind, mm-hmm. to start your own, you know, story, your own adventure, mm-hmm. into the unknown is also something else.
Yeah. Who did you depend on during that moment? Who was your like sounding board besides your family, obviously?
Yeah. there really weren't any.
Really?
Because in K-pop, you know, the K-pop idols usually stay in the label for a while, or they stay in Korea because, you know, that's where, you know, they're comfortable. Mm-hmm. But I have a unique story, you know, because I'm Korean American, mm-hmm. and I've lived here, but I've also done the whole K-pop, you know, journey. For me, it was just coming back. It was like a homecoming for me, yeah. To rebrand myself, mm-hmm. And also to rediscover myself.
Yeah. As a group, did y'all have rivals, or were y'all very supportive? Did y'all have a Backstreet versus NSYNC type situation? And who would have been your rival? Like, what was the group you're like, we got to stay on top of that?
Oh, man. So within the group or other groups?
Other groups, yeah.
Other groups. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we debuted in an era where there weren't too many like groups debuting in that year. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you've got like four or five different groups debuting in like a month.
Oh, is that many?
Yeah. In my era, in the second gen,
how do you
K-pop,
stand out when that's happening?
I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
But in my days, there were only like three groups that debuted in a year. Mm-hmm. So in our year, it was a group called SHINee and another group called 2PM. Mm-hmm. So which was so ridiculous because they were so different from us. And every group had their very distinct, you know, qualities. But because we were the only boy groups of the year, mm-hmm. the media would kind of put us together in like this rivalry. Mm-hmm. But I was friends with all of them. So it was weird to like see that happening online and with the fans mm-hmm. when we were all just cool with each other.
Yeah.
What made y'all's group stand out more? Like, what was the difference between you and the other groups?
For us, we kind of had for our group, it took time for us to define our mm-hmm. groups, like,
who are we?
It took a while, but at the end it was like just good pop music and really good performances. Yeah. Our performances stood out. Yeah,
yeah, I love y'all's performances.
Thank you.
So good.
and the fact that we could speak seven different languages.
Yeah,
so that made us international.
Oh, heck yeah! Did you pick up any other languages while you were doing this?
Japanese.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, nice. I'm fluent in Japanese. UKIS was also huge in Latin America.
Nice.
So we did three Latin America tours. Ooh, yeah. We visited Mexico, mm-hmm. Peru, Colombia. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm glad I took Spanish when I was a little kid.
That's nice. I'm learning that now just because the kids are learning Spanish. So it's very helpful.
Oh, my God.
And I'm learning Mandarin.
Mandarin. Yes, oh, yes. Uh-huh. How has that been going?
It's hard, but I just keep playing it for the kids over and over. So I'm kind of... I know a lot of words now, but I'm just hoping it just kind of gets in their brain and it's easier for them to learn when they're a little older. So that's my gift to them, is to give them Mandarin and Spanish. That's what I want. Speaking of Japan, our friend Shin, just recently, with breaking news.
Just like a few hours ago.
I know. So excited that he has come out.
Yes.
Publicly, mm-hmm. which is very hard for a Japanese artist to do. So what would you say to Shin right now?
I am beyond proud. Proud is an understatement to, you know, how I feel about his whole journey, because we've been best friends for over a decade, because he was in a group called AAA, one of the biggest idol groups in Japan.
Oh, wow.
And UKIS and AAA were in the same, under the same label, AVEX. Mm-hmm. So that's how I met him. But he came out to me like a few years ago, just like only maybe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, he was still, you know, going through it, you know, telling his close friends, family. Mm-hmm. So this is...
He told me.
He told you. Yeah.
I'm always like the go-to.
the gateway.
Celebrity, but like, hey, let me run this by you.
Are you like the gatekeeper?
Yeah, I'm the gatekeeper. Okay. The gays coming out. Yeah, that's it.
The gatekeeper.
But that's huge for Japan, because is this the first out musician?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's huge.
He is a pioneer, a trailblazer of
that's
our
gonna
time.
That's going to change so much.
So much. Yeah.
And I mean, it's only been a few hours, but how are the fans taking it, you think?
Oh, so supportive.
Really?
Everyone in the... Because he had the courage to come out in front of his fans in person.
Oh, he did?
It was during the concert.
At a concert.
No way. Oh, I just got chills.
I got chills too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, you know, these things are very personal, and it's hard to even just say it in front of a camera.
Right, yeah.
But in a live in-person venue with his members there to support him.
Yeah.
And everyone, he was crying, obviously, because, you know, he was telling his story, and everyone was just so supportive. Fans were crying.
Yeah.
They said, "We still love you." His comments on Instagram are just blowing up right now.
I'm just thinking of the amount of kids there
that will see themselves in
exactly
him.
And actually save people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like some kid out there is not taking their life mm-hmm. today because mm-hmm. of this story.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just it's great.
And it was it's a great timing too, because there were a lot of, you know, just political and issues revolving the LGBTQ community in Japan.
Yeah.
And it couldn't have been a better time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm seeing that all over the world right now. You know, it's the LGBTQ+ community mm-hmm. is being attacked in many countries just politically attacked because people are, you know, the alt-right's really trying to get elected. And so they always pick on the LGBT community when that happens. I mean, look, America is getting real dangerous here. This is the first time, I think, in decades that now the HRC is saying there's certain states, and there's a lot of states that they're saying don't travel there. They're saying it's not safe for LGBT to travel to states.
Oh, my God.
Could never imagine. Yeah. That's the world we're living in.
I mean, as much as we think we're, you know, going forward, but, you know. Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that, you know, this is a tipping point because, you know, the pendulum definitely swings far one way and then it comes back. So hopefully, I don't know, but it does feel dangerous. This is the first time I've actually been kind of scared to walk around certain places.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's sad that I just finally got over not being afraid to hold his hand in public, you know, because you're so instilled in those things at a young age. Like, I can't
so
touch.
So deeply integrated in our brains.
Yeah. So,
But no, super proud of Shin. So happy for him that he could finally live his authentic life. Yeah. Just unapologetically himself. And it'll create conversations and it'll just, it'll start a movement.
Encourage
sure.
Because obviously there's more gay people and musicians out there that just aren't out yet. Yeah, so maybe this will encourage them to be themselves.
But hey, when he comes back, let's go to
I'd
Heart.
Love that.
Yeah,
yes,
let's go to
Vivo.
We gotta take him out.
Now we have a really good excuse to go out and have fun. All right. So I mean, there's nothing that you can't do, basically. I mean, you music, TV hosting, acting. So what are you gonna focus on next?
So right now, I am in development for a few film projects.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I just booked my first feature film
with
Margaret Cho and James Hong.
Oh, amazing.
I play a gay character.
Nice.
And I fall in love with my love interest, who is David Burka.
I love David. Yeah. I love all those people you mentioned.
I know. So
That's great.
Yeah, what an amazing time and what an honor because you know, it's my first feature film in America. So I think after my K-pop Broadway run, because that was last year it ended. So having Broadway on my credit is also great too for my acting career.
Broadway debut.
Yeah, oh thank you.
And the Tony nominated K-pop.
That's amazing.
Because I know what it's like to launch a musical. It is very difficult. It takes many years.
Yeah.
So congrats for it getting to Broadway.
Because K-pop took a decade
to
transition over to Broadway because K-pop started on off-Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was a long journey, a long time in the making. But we made it on Broadway. Yeah. We made history as, you know, the first Korean story to be told on Broadway.
Wow. So great.
First all-Asian cast.
Yeah.
First Asian woman composer on Broadway. So many monumental
You're
moments.
Just breaking the glass ceiling all over the place.
Yeah.
love it.
That whole journey was amazing. I've only been back in the States for like a little over a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting to see how, you know, my career will shift you know, back home.
Yeah.
And I just feel so comfortable and liberated here.
Yeah.
Literally the sky's the limit. So
and you seem so happy.
Thank you.
And you're still so young. Like you've done so much this. You've had such a long career already. When you look back at everything that you've accomplished so far, what are you the most proud of right now?
Just my self-growth. I'm very proud of myself to see how far I've come. And, you know, it's weird because I think K-pop made me think I'm old because I started at such a young age.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm only 30.
I know.
And I just got here. So
I know. Normal people don't start like their profession at 15. So like you're kind of in a different framework.
But it's so true. And especially in the pop world, I remember, I was maybe 26 or 27 when I first realized like, wait, y'all think I'm old? Like, cause people, someone like 19, 20 was like, oh, they're like, they're old. They're ancient. I'm like, I'm 26 years old. What are you talking about, children?
Oh, I know.
But I love how I get to just redefine, my future career with a new passion as well. With it, and also a fresh mindset. And there's just so much to look forward to.
That's great. I love it.
And I'm also doing KCON, so you guys should definitely
come. When is KCON? When
is that? KCON is August 18th through 20th.
Are we here?
So I'm performing.
No,
I'm
she said you're not here.
I was just kidding.
It'll be at the
Crypto. We're in Orlando.
You're in Orlando?
We're in Orlando.
Yeah, it's held annually at the Crypto.com Arena. I'm performing. I have my own panel. I wish you guys could make it.
We'll be in Orlando. We're with Mr. Joey Fatone. He does his Joey Fatone and Friends at Epcot every year.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to be one of the friends to pop up and sing with him.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh my God.
Old Man River.
I'm going to do Old Man River. Yeah, I'm going to open up with Old Man River.
Send him my regards because my first podcast was with Joey Fatone.
Oh, no way.
Really?
Did you do it with him and the other Joe? Was it Cup of Two Joes?
Yes, Cup of Two Joes. This was during the pandemic. My first ever podcast appearance.
No way. Oh, I'm sorry.
And then we partied together at Rocco's.
Yes. I remember. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, we need a frosted tip here for you. The fans want to know, what are some tips you have in overcoming your fears of doing something you find intimidating? I would like dance. You know, you didn't know how to dance. So it's like, what was that fear? Like, how do you get over that?
I know. How did I get over that? How did I get over that? Yeah. God.
You can't probably think about it.
You just got to do it.
My best advice, just do it. Just do it. Do it.
It's true.
It's crazy what you can get yourself to do, especially when you're focused on something, you're interested. You can force yourself to do anything.
It's true, but it's also at the same time, like, your mind will also force you to, like, not do so many things for no real good reason, just like because of fear.
It's
just a feeling, but it'll stop you from doing something that you could very easily do.
You just gotta try. For me, it took a while for me to really just embrace my, like, fears and insecurities. It took time, but you know, anyone in their teens, I would just say, you know what, life is short, go for it, you know? And, like, I used to think and, like, care about what other people thought so much. Yeah. But to be honest, and from experience, guys, it really doesn't matter what people say.
And as much as I tell myself that over and over, I still catch myself caring too much about what people are like, oh, God, like, why do I care? Like, it doesn't matter.
And the people who do say stuff, that's just their insecurities.
100%.
That they're putting it on themselves.
Yes. Yeah. And I think I still have that, like, PTSD type brain
where you do.
In the 90s, early 2000s, like, you were so, you had to be this person, right? And I keep catching myself being that person for someone else.
I'm still in that era too. But
it's, like you can have, like, 100 like amazing comments, but someone will write one bad comment about you, Lance,
and that to please everyone,
and then that one is the only one you will focus on
because you got to win them over.
And they're like, how could they think that? I'm like, well, them, what about the 100 other people that said otherwise? Why are you even looking at that comment?
It's true, because you're just I'm a people pleaser.
And
being within sync and then having the competition with Backstreet Boys, you know, if you had a hater, like, especially the guys, right, of course you're not going to win many guys over. But you so desperately wanted to.
Yeah.
You're like, why do you hate me? I need you to like me.
I
want to
prove myself.
What can I do? And you focus on that more than the actual people that care about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. All right, here's some fan questions.
The Mandalorian.
Oh, Mandu. That's like dumpling in Korean.
That's why I like that.
What was your trainee experience like?
I guess we kind of.
Yeah, we kind of talk about that.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
Very rigorous training process. Mm-hmm. But it was really fun. I was young. I had a lot of energy that I wish that I would still have some. Like, you know, I still wish I could have until this day.
Did you ever get to the point where you threw up?
No, not really? Until I threw up.
I did that the first time. I was with the guys, maybe for a week or two. They're like, we're going to go to the gym, which is another thing I've never done. And I'm like, okay, so we're dancing and we're going to work out. Great. Good. So, you know, work out for the first time, and I'm like, wow, I'm like lifting heavier than I ever thought. Like, this is, why have I not been doing this, right?
But then maybe you push yourself too hard.
The next week, I could not get off the futon I lived on in Chris Kirkpatrick's room. Could not move. I was so sore, and I was throwing up from the pain. It was bad.
Actually, I almost threw up doing a first CrossFit experience.
Oh, yeah.
But that's different from my training.
No, I can't.
Yeah. I won't even try that.
My body can't take that. I'm at an age now where I know what I can do, and I cannot do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was your first exposure to pop music that made you want to pursue K-pop by Maddie 1D?
I think we discussed some of that. In the,
Maybe we should start with fan questions. So we do
in the beginning. Just go over it all.
Just edit everything so we answered everyone's questions.
Just rewind about 20 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Namjoonie for Prez. Do you feel like...
Thanks to K-pop.
Oh, do you feel like thanks to K-pop, 90s male groups are making a comeback? Oh, yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Because there's so much demand in boy bands.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think K-pop, you know, with you guys and BTS and Blackpink, people are interested in that, those groups again. Yeah. And so, and I think Backstreet Boys blew up again because of that.
Well, I wouldn't say just because of K-pop, but there's definitely influences.
It helps.
It definitely does.
And also within like the K-pop realm too, K-pop, because it's so big now, it kind of made people nostalgic of the older K-pop groups like 10 to 15 years ago. So they're making comebacks.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like my group just made a comeback as well.
Yeah.
It's our 15th year anniversary.
Oh, no way. So what are y'all doing for that?
So I was, unfortunately, I was busy with the Broadway musical and I was also shooting movies, so I couldn't participate.
I am too busy for you
guys. No, I wanted to be with them. of course.
Kevin Lee Timberlake over here.
Yeah.
Kevin Lee Timberlake. No, it was a bummer that I couldn't really, you know, be in the comeback album. Yeah. But they're doing a concert. They're on tour right now. Yeah. So
nice. And do you just keep in touch with those guys?
Yeah. And I sent them my video messages for them to show at the concert.
Oh, so good.
That, you know, my fans and our fans would be like,
special moment. That's great. Is your family still up in the Bay Area?
No. So my whole family moved to Korea when I was.
Oh, you know, so they're all in Korea now.
But then I'm slowly moving them one by one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm with my dad right now in LA.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you want them in LA?
Yeah.
Of course.
Hopefully, my sister and my mom will join soon.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, nothing like having family around you. I mean, you can create your own family, but having your real family around is so
close,
nice.
Close, but not too close. You know the drill.
We're thinking now because you know we have the kids and. You know, it's so nice when family's over here, but we're so far away from them in California. So eventually we would like to get a little closer. So we're looking at places like Austin or Dallas or Nashville that's closer to our families. And that would just be so nice to be able to have my family move to whatever town we move to.
I love that.
To have grandma next door, you know, anytime we need.
That would be very helpful.
I would actually get some sleep.
And vacation.
All those fun things.
Exactly.
Don't do it
anymore. Kevin, it is always great to catch up with you.
Yes, great
Please tell your fans what you need to tell them right now, and how can everyone stay in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. Follow me on my socials. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and my upcoming projects. Like I mentioned, I'm doing KCON, so you can see me there in August. Other than that, look forward to my upcoming films. And I'm also working on a short film that's going to be released soon.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things to look forward to. And I hope I get to meet you guys on tour soon because I'm writing new music as well.
All right. I love that. Yeah. Well, it's always great to see you.
Pleasure.
We can't wait to have you back to kind of follow up on all the things that you're doing, all the 500 things that you're doing
once everything gets back to somewhat normal.
Exactly.
We have time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mr. Kevin Wu, everyone.
Oh, we say it. Are you saying this all the time? But he is such a nice guy.
I might have to say the nicest we've ever had.
I think he might just be the nicest human being ever is.
Just such a good guy. I've known him for a few years. He came on our last show, and we've kept in touch here in Los Angeles, and he introduced me to his best friend, Shin, who we talked about, who just came out in Japan. And that's such a big deal.
Huge.
Like, Shin is huge in Japan. It's like a BTS member coming out.
Yeah.
Like, it's just it, massive. It changes a lot.
I know. And in a country where that's not common at all.
No. It's like America in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's like, it's no bueno. You can't be gay or you're just considered an outcast. So congratulations to him, and congratulations, Kevin. Butts.
I can't wait to see all of his projects coming to fruition.
He's a brilliant man, super talented, and we're going to see a lot from this young man in the future. All right, guys, that is all the show I have for you. What a good day. A
great day.
It's a hot day.
It's a great hot day.
But it's a great day to have a great day, right?
I love that, Lance.
I love it. That's how we start every morning.
It is
a great day to have a great day. All right, guys, be good to each other out there. Don't drink and drive. Take care of those animals. We'll see you next time. But don't forget, stay frosted. You missed it.
Literally forgot what it was.
And don't forget,
stay frosted.
Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance
and Michael Turgenart,
and at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.